What happened here is absolutely unthinkable. And it is the direct result of the inflammatory rhetoric coming from the constant barrage of harassment from not only the current federal administration, but half of our Minnesota legislators as well. But now a random YouTube personality can cause this much fear. Fear needs to stop. Our children, our families, and teachers and providers work hard enough without feeling scared to come to work every single day. What happened here underscores that there is reason to be scared. I know the Minnesota child care system inside and out. I know how incredibly difficult it is to commit fraud in the child care assistance program. I also know that our child care providers, who are of Somali descent, are being racially targeted because I have witnessed it firsthand. We want the state to catch child care centers committing fraud. We want them to be held accountable. It hurts all of us. It hurts children especially, and it hurts child care centers that are working tirelessly to provide high quality child care. But fraud does occur across race, across income, and across geography. When a few child care centers that serve white children commit fraud, do we decide that every child care center that serves white children is committing fraud? No. The Somali child care community deserves that same respect.